This is a production of Netcast Studio, online media for today's society. The new media broadcasting network dedicated to providing you content as it relates to your life. Whether it's technology, sports, educational, cultural, hobbies, or history, Netcast Studio has it all at netcaststudio.com.
Tech and Sports, episode 59, Carson Beebe from the World Series of Fighting Sick, which will take place on October 26th. This week on the Tech of Sports, Carson Beebe, bantamweight fighter in the World Series of Fighting Sick. And Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget Stitcher Radio and the Stitcher Radio app for all devices. Get Stitcher for free with all your favorite Netcast Studio shows. Preloaded. Stitcher Radio, it's a award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. Stitcher, it's smart radio for your smartphone. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. You can join us every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Listen to the show live, chat, netcaststudio.com/live, and then go back after the next day and download the show to listen to in the future. So welcome everyone tonight to Wednesday night, and a really fun guest tonight, and we'll have a lot of fun, and we'll also get serious a little bit. So our guest tonight is in the World Series of Fighting Six, which is coming up on October 26th at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables, Florida. That's on the campus of University of Miami. So it's going to be exciting, and also big for this event, it's going to be on NBC Sports Network, and that is the fledgling NBC network that is in just about every home here in America. So this is big for this World Series of Fighting Six, and tickets are also available, $29. They're available at Ticketmaster.com, and we have Carson on the line here tonight to talk to us a little bit about it. And Carson was mainly a wrestler, started wrestling at the age of four, went to compete at Purdue University. He's the younger brother of former WEC bantamweight champion Chase Beebe, and Carson made his World Series of Fighting debut back in June. Carson, great to have you on. What's your current record? I see a couple different records listing for you. 14-2.
Yeah, 14-2 is right. You got to find the right database there, but 14-2 is where I'm at right now. Hopefully, it's going to be 15-2.
And Carson's taking time out. He's on his way to the gym to train. He runs the gym, I think, and he also is involved with some causes, and he's got a tough fight coming up here. We'll talk about all that. And Carson, just give a brief preview to fans on the event on the 26th. I'm sure you're ready to go. You're jumping out of your shoes, ready to get down there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an awesome event. You know, I get a vacation down to Miami, so can't complain about that. It's going to be a great show. It's a huge fight for me. I got a really top-tier opponent. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to putting on a show for the fans.
I don't think going in a ring to get beat up or to dish out punishment is a vacation for most people, Carson. So you're looking at this from a totally different perspective than the average person would.
Yeah, I'm a little bit weird in that sense, I guess. You know, I'm going to have fun down there.
Fun until you get in the down to business, then it's all about survival and technique and advancing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the part that's not that much fun is the moments leading up to fight when all the nerves and everything get to you, and then but once that cage door closes and that bell rings and you get at it, that's when the fun begins. You know, you just kind of you lose your mind in there. You don't really, you know, you just get completely absorbed in the moment and just, you know, that's just an awesome moment right there, and that's a ton of fun.
Now, you're one of the main features on the card, and, you know, it's a pretty loaded card. So talk about your opponent a little bit.
Yeah, my opponent is Marlon Moraes. He's, you know, a lot of people have him ranked in the top 10 in the world at 135. So it's going to be a great test for me. You know, my whole career I've been begging for the chance to get a shot at one of these top tier guys, and you know we're about to prove to the world that I belong up in the top echelon of fighters. So really excited.
Now Moraes is a Brazilian, and knowing Miami like I do, it's a very hotbed for people from Latin and South America. So is he actually going to going to have a bigger cheering section than you, probably?
Yeah, he'll probably have a hometown advantage, home crowd advantage there. But, you know, it won't be the first time I've gone into foreign territory and beat someone up. So, you know, it doesn't scare me at all. But I'm also going to have my family there and my coaches. And hopefully they're just going to have to work a little bit harder to be loud and to be heard out in that crowd. So we're going to be bringing the force with.
I'm sure you will, and we'll get the Tech of Sports viewers and fans behind you. You're a real rootable guy, and for the people not going to be that aren't in Miami, this is huge. This is going to be on NBC Sports Network, which is a very fast growing network. It's in just about every home in America, cable systems, satellite systems. How big is that for you, Carson, and the whole event?
Yeah, it's huge, man. It's huge to be on national television and to to be in so many homes and just for so many people to see me is huge. You know, I've really used my goal in my whole MMA career has been to use the platform, the MMA platform, to get a message out and to have a positive influence on people and to ideally to share my faith, you know, and to share the power that God has in my life and how that transfers into the cage. And, being on national television, it gives me the biggest stage to do that. So it's really huge.
Yeah, big platform. And, you know, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, something that's been missing here from the, I don't know if you remember, Carson, but there used to be boxing or wrestling on Saturday nights. And it was something to watch if you were home and didn't want to watch, Lifetime movies and that type of thing. So having a huge event like this on Saturday night prime time, it's got to be, like you said, it's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. Super excited, man. It's the biggest fight of my career. So we are putting in the work and getting ready to get out there and put on a great show.
I know you are. And you talk about living up to your nickname. Little Juggernaut is your nickname. How did you get that nickname, and why has it stuck with you for all these years?
Actually, my older brother gave it to me. We were training one day, and I ended up getting him pretty tired, and he sat there and looked at my coach. He's like, "Man, this guy's like a little freaking juggernaut. He doesn't stop coming at you." You know, so it's kind of stuck with me ever since then, and I try to fight that same way and live up to that nickname. You know, I'm always going to be coming at you. I'm always going to bring the fight to you. There's never going to be a dull moment. I don't relax in the cage. I just keep coming forward and keep pushing the pace. And, we're going to try to do that on October 26th as well.
Yeah, we're with Carson Beebe here, who's going to be in the World Series of Fighting 6 on October 26th, NBC Sports Network from down in Coral Gables, Florida. And you kind of described your style there a little bit, Carson. You're tenacious, you're intense. Is it possible to be too intense before a fight, and that can hurt you when the fight starts?
Yeah, that's something that my coaches work with me on, not being over aggressive, but, it's kind of tough for me to pull back on that one. It's just kind of my style. So you just got to find ways to make it work and, the right times to be aggressive, but I'll always be aggressive, regardless. It's just who I am. I put on a relentless pace and I'm always going to come at you. So, if it ends up biting me in the butt down the road, then so be it. But that's who I am and that's how I fight. So that's how it's going
to
be.
You know, I get to talk with a lot of professional athletes, and they always say they like being a little nervous before a game or before a fight. That means that's the nervous energy that they can channel to positive use. Would it be bad if you weren't nervous or a little intense there before a fight? Would that be a bad sign?
Yeah, definitely. I can remember one fight that I wasn't nervous for, and I ended up getting choked out in front of all my friends and family. So I definitely think that there is some truth to that. You know, being nervous is good. If you're not nervous, then you're not ready. You know, at the end of the day, you're stepping in a cage with a trained warrior who's going to try to tear your head off. And, you're getting into a fight. You know, if you're on the street and someone is going to pick a fight with you and, you're in the back alley about ready to scrap, your adrenaline would be pumping, you'd be nervous, and you'd be ready to go. And, that's the same type of feeling you want to have before you step in the cage.
Absolutely, and let's take a quick break here before we get back with Carson Beebe in the World's Series of Fighting 6 coming up. We're going to do a quick break here, Carson, for Amazon.com, and just want to let any of the MMA fans, the fighting fans out there, know if they're doing any shopping on Amazon here in the coming months We have, of course, the holidays right around the corner this fall. We have weddings, baby showers, so it just never ends when it comes to the gifts you have to buy. And there's no better place to buy gifts than Amazon. So you can use the affiliate link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any and all of your shopping needs. There's no extra cost to you, and the affiliate link helps support the studio here at Netcast Studio, and we always get a few great purchases each month that help out, and you can do that as well. So go to netcaststudio.com/Amazon before you head over to Amazon, and then anything you buy on there will help support the studio here. So it's a great cause, and Amazon is easy, and everything's on Amazon, so no excuses. Carson, we're back with you, and the show is called here, The Tech of Sports. So we talk a lot about technology, and you're a smart guy. You went to Purdue. Talk about some of the technology you use in training, whether it be older technology or maybe some new stuff that you're using now that wasn't around a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, technology has played a big part in my camp for my cardio, for sure. I'm on a pretty strict cardio regimen where I'm putting a lot of miles in on the road, and I use this app called Map My Run, and it maps out where I go, and it gauges my pace, my times. I do 3-mile loops, 1-mile loops, and half mile loops, and I try to beat my time every week. So, and I use an Excel spreadsheet to gauge my progress. And I think one of the big keys to success is, gauging your progress and seeing how you're improving. So, it's definitely been helping me.
That's the engineering side in you coming out, Carson. If you're Excel spreadsheeting your runs and you're an MMA fighter, I don't think there's too many other MMA fighters doing that.
Yeah, man, you got to try to use your brains when you can, So, put the brains and the brawn together and make a powerful package.
What about your training equipment? Are you using anything proprietary or different than we may find in the gym down a mile down the road from me?
Yeah, we use a lot of bands. We partnered up with a company called VersaFlex, and it's a lot of bands and innovative ways to hook them up, and a lot of resistance training and stuff like that. So anyway you can add new ways and change up your training is going to help battle that plateau. You never want to do the same thing for too long, because then you plateau and your gains start to shrink a little bit. So we always try to switch it up and add new things, and it helps a lot.
And how many days a week do you work out? Are you 5-6 days a week and then take a day off?
Yeah, 6 days a week, and then Sundays are for God, so we take a break on Sunday and train every other day.
And we're with Carson Beebe here, who's a bantamweight fighter in the World Series of Fighting Six. And Carson, tell listeners how they can follow you, what you have going on. Do you have a website, Facebook, Twitter? How can they keep up with you?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. It's Carson Beebe MMA, B-E-E-B-E. Hit me up on Facebook. Check out our website, beebetrain.com. My brother and I are growing our wrestling academy and trying to have a positive impact on some of these kids out there, and teaching them the great discipline that this sport offers and the sport of wrestling offers, and trying to build up the youth. So check it out.
Yeah, a little off topic, Carson, but I went to Iowa State, and that's a huge wrestling school, as you know. What was your reaction when some boneheads dropped wrestling out of the Olympics recently?
Yeah, just utter disbelief, man. I couldn't believe it. It was baffling to me. I couldn't understand why you would take such a basic, fundamental Olympic sport and try to take it out of the Olympics. I mean, wrestling is one of the most base sports that you can think of. I mean, even if there was no sports, no organized sports, there would still be wrestling. When you're a kid, you walk up to your buddy and you say, okay, who's tougher? Let's wrestle and let's see who can pin the other guy down. It's just human nature to wrestle, and to try to take that away from the Olympics is just ridiculous to me.
Yeah, it's asinine, and hopefully they see the errors of their way and that comes back in. I think it will. I think the outcry has been pretty loud. So you mentioned wrestling being just a basic, fundamental thing that happens amongst people. How far has the fighting come now that we watch on TV, you know, as opposed to, you know, going to the other extreme, the bare knuckle brawling days, you know, back in the early 1900s. I mean, it's really, you're really a trained fighter, and this is, you have disciplines that you study to get to this point, don't you?
Yeah, there's it's a lot of disciplines that go into it. Basically, break down to three. It's you know, jiu-jitsu, submissions, and then wrestling, and then some sort of stand-up art. And it's evolved a lot. And what's awesome to see is you know, some people who may not know much about the sport may see it as you know, two guys going in there trying to beat each other up. But you'd be surprised to see how much respect there is in the sport, and how many just really, really high character individuals are in the sport. You know, a lot of the top level fighters are really good people, really respectful, and you'll always see at the end of the fight guys shaking hands and going over and shaking the coach's hand. You know, that's not required. It's just, you have a lot of respect for someone who's going to get in there and battle with you. So it's great. It's great for the sport. It's great for the fans and kids who look up to us fighters to, you know, to show a positive message.
They'll be able to watch some of that action and sportsmanship in play as well on Saturday the 26th when this is going to be on NBC Sports Network. And it, Carson, you came over from wrestling. I'm sure other MMA and other fighters have come over from other sports. How does... Is there one sport in particular or different sports that the people can transition easier from than others? I mean, would a, you know, would a tight end from a college football team be able to, if they had some skills and studied, would they be able to take some of that strength and their speed maybe and hand-eye coordination, agility, would they be able to translate that into what you do?
Yeah, you know, I think so. There's been some guys who come cross over from all different kinds of sports, but, you know, I'll give you my slightly biased opinion here. I think if you want to be an MMA fighter, eventually you're way better off wrestling as your base sport. You know, there's just certain things in wrestling that, you know, it takes a lifetime to become a high-level wrestler. You can learn some of the other disciplines in a matter of a few years and become pretty good at it, but if you take a person who's only been wrestling for 3 or 4 years and you put them up against someone who's, you know, a college-level wrestler who's been wrestling their whole life, there's no chance. They have no chance. It doesn't matter how talented they are, how freakishly athletic they are. You know, just to be able to learn all the positions, all the movements in wrestling takes a lifetime. And as well as the discipline and the, you know, training your body and the weight cutting and all that goes into it, wrestling just has a huge advantage when it comes to transitioning into MMA.
Tell us a little bit about the pomp and circumstance and ceremony that we'll see on Saturday night. Is it going to be like boxing where theme music is played when you come and enter the... are you in an octagon?
Yeah, we're going to be in a cage. I'm not sure. I don't think it's an octagon. There's a couple more sides to it. But yeah, we're going to be in a cage. They do a short little walkout, but it's just going to be action-packed. You know, it's a action-packed card from top to bottom. There's tons of talent. And what's awesome is you get to see, you know, a full range of skill sets. You're going to see some wrestling specialists. You're going to see some stand-up specialists. You're going to see some knockouts, some submissions, some grappling, some stand-up. And it's just really cool because the more you watch, the more you learn about the sport. And the more you learn about the sport, the more you appreciate it and the more entertaining it becomes. And at the end of the day, it's pretty easy to understand. You know, it's a fight. You know, it's not a fight with many, rules where there's no takedowns. It's pretty much every discipline of martial arts is incorporated. So there's a lot to it, and, you know, it's pretty easy to understand who's winning and who's not just by watching, even if you know nothing about the sport.
Sure. Yeah, the learning curve to follow the sport is very quick. Who would be the better fighter, a person who maybe knows one discipline but is a master at that discipline, or somebody maybe that's dipped a little bit into numerous disciplines and has more moves, more of that type of thing? Is it better to be a specialist or a jack of all trades?
You know, you definitely need to know all aspects of the game. One guy that I look up to who's also on the same card as me is John Fish. He also wrestled at Purdue as well, and he's done a phenomenal job of being able to blend wrestling into MMA. And I think you'll see a lot of that out of him on October 26th just a phenomenal high-level wrestler and does a great job transitioning to wrestling into MMA. So, you know, hopefully him and I both will put on a great representation for the sport of wrestling.
What is it about Purdue University and people going to Purdue and then coming out and becoming MMA wrestlers? Are parents starting to shudder now when their kid says they want to go to Purdue?
Yeah, I have no idea, man. I'm not sure what it is, but there's a lot of fighters coming out of Purdue. I don't know, maybe something they put in the water or what. Maybe it's just the intense room there and we just want to go beat people up for a living. I don't know.
You learn it on the mean streets of West Lafayette.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so whatever it is, it's working.
It's going to be a great night in as we wrap up here with Carson Beebe. It's going to be a great night down in Coral Gables, and October 26th, 9 p.m., NBC Sports Network. Carson, give the listeners again your Twitter name and the website name, and hopefully we got a bunch of new fans for you.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. It's Carson Beebe MMA. Hit me up on Facebook. Check out our website at beebetrain.com. Just want to thank all my team, Gilbert Grappling, Sucker Punch Entertainment, my family, my wife for supporting me. We just found out that she's pregnant and she's having a baby, so I got a little bit more on the line for this fight, so we're excited.
Well, congratulations, Carson. You got a little MMA-er coming up at some point, so that adds some perspective to what you're doing.
Exactly, yeah, a little bit of extra motivation there.
I always ask my guest, Carson, one last question as we wrap up here on the tech of sports. What's the one gadget or piece of technology you own right now that you can't live without?
It's pretty simple, man. My phone. There's just so many different things that I can do on my phone, whether it's staying in contact with the people I love and you know, helping assist in my training and logging all that. It's you know, my phone is key.
It really is. And if you lose it or you don't have it on you for a few minutes, you start getting nervous, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Has any MMA fighter ever brought their phone into the cage?
You know, I've seen some guys at the weigh-ins, you know, take a selfie up at the weigh-in, but I don't know if they brought it into the cage. I don't know if they'd allow that. They check you pretty good before you get in there.
Yeah, I don't think you would, and I don't think you need any distractions when you're in there.
No, you don't need a wife texting you in between rounds or anything like that. So
your wife just texted you to bring some milk home when you come home, Carson, and you're trying to get in the cage.
Yeah, babe, I'm busy. Come on, leave me alone.
Pretty soon she'll be texting you to bring home diapers.
Yeah, I know, man. I'll be lucky if I can get away to train.
Yeah, you'll be fine, Carson. Appreciate you coming on. You've been definitely one of my favorite guests, and you got a new fan here and a bunch of other new fans, and we'll be watching on the 26th. I'll be watching on NBC Sports Network.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you guys having me on here. It's been an honor.
Thanks, Carson. Hold on for a second here as we wrap up. And just want to let the listeners know that Netcast Studio has many other shows, which they can download and listen to, and a lot of great content and a lot of great shows on there, and also the new podcast and internet directory put out by the people here at Netcast Studio. It's Two Thumbs Up Media at twothumbsupmedia.com, and check out, you know, tons of shows on there. So never a dull moment, always something to listen to, especially when it comes to technology and sports. And you've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, the Netcast Studio production.